good to be with the body of Christ. Let's turn in our Bibles to Psalm 76. Psalm 76 is a wonderful psalm. The reason behind it is it speaks about the victory of God. There is a psalm that is dedicated completely to the victory of God. And that is this, Psalm 76. And his victory for his people who enjoy the presence of God. In Psalm 76, verses 3, 4, and 5, the nature and character of God's victory is given. In verses 3, 4, and 5, it says that God's victory is complete and thorough. Right? It is not a partial victory. It is a victory that is complete and thorough. In Psalm 76, verse 6, it says God's victory is not difficult and it is easy because he is God. In Psalm 76, verse 8 and 9, it says God's victory is just victory. It is not an unjust victory. The nature and characteristics of the victory is mentioned in this psalm. The verse that we would look is Psalm 76, verse 10. Let me read that verse. It says, "The wrath of man shall praise thee." With a reminder of the wrath, you will gird yourself. I like one translation. It says in Psalm 76 verse 10 is, "The wrath of Edom praises God. And with a reminder of the wrath, God, you keep a feast for yourself." That's a nice translation, right? The word gird or restrain, which means that God is the one who is supreme. He girds himself with a reminder of the wrath. One of the greatest privilege that we as believers in the body of Christ in this grace age that God has given to us is to enjoy the spoils of the victory of Christ. There is nothing like it. In the Old Testament, when God said to the nation of Israel that you go, I will fight the battle. The victory is yours by faith, but enjoy the spoils. What a blast that the nation of Israel would have had. The battle is the Lord's. The victory is won by faith. And here is my spoil. That's really awesome, right? Is that not the same thing that Jesus Christ is saying in Luke chapter 11 verse 22? There is a strong man. And there is a stronger man. That is Christ. The stronger man overcomes the strong man. After that, what he does? He takes the spoils, divides it. What a beautiful time period that we have in this grace age to enjoy the victory of Christ in each and every single part of it. Psalm 76 verse 10 has two parts. The first part is the wrath of man praises God. And the second one is with a reminder of the wrath, God girds himself. Or in other sense, he creates a feast for his own people. The word gird means he is the supreme of it and he has the final say of it and he has the last laugh in heaven when the enemy comes against his people. He gives a feast for his people, Luke 11, 22. This is the greatest privilege. Satan is armorless today. His armor is stripped off. And God has given the spoils to. But at the same time, Satan has the reminder of the wrath. He is a defeated foe, but he has the reminder of the wrath. And what he does is, he manifests the reminder of the wrath against God's people. John chapter 10 verse 10, Job chapter 1. But you know what God does? He turns that into a feast for his people. He says, "Arr." We say, "Superb, nice meal," right? That is how God has for us. I want to bring a few illustrations from the scriptures on this verse. The first one is Jesus Christ himself. In Matthew chapter 26 verse 3, the chief priest, the high priest, the elders of Israel, look at the wrath of these men. They conspired, plotted, they crucified Christ. But it ended up praising God because it fulfilled the plan of God. The wrath of men brought praises to God. What happened to the remainder of the wrath of these people in Acts chapter 2, 3, 4? It was turned towards the disciples of Christ, the apostles of Christ. And then God said, come on, have a feast. And Peter said, I cannot stop preaching. Do what you want to do. The wrath of these men, the remainder of the wrath, as God girded himself up and the men of God had feast over it. That is the first illustration. The second one is the nation of Israel. You remember how they came out of Egypt? How many miracles God performed? 10 miracles. There were 10 plagues, correct? Each and every single plague defines the wrath of Pharaoh. And each and every single plague ended up praising God. God's people said, wow, we won it. We won it one more time. We won it one more time. Right? The wrath of Pharaoh brought praises to God. What about the remainder of the wrath of Pharaoh? In Exodus chapter 14, when the nation of Israel is let go out of Egypt, as they are on their way, look at the remainder of the wrath of Pharaoh. He creates 600 plus chariots, takes the best army officers. The entire nation's military power is put in force. There is a remainder of wrath. We are going to get the Israelites back to Egypt. And God says, people of God, I have a feast for you. There is a Red Sea. You will cross over it. And the feast is that you are going to see your enemies being consumed by the Red Sea. Have a feast. The reminder of the wrath of Pharaoh brought feast upon his people. They enjoyed it. The wrath of man praises God with a reminder of the wrath. God girds himself up. This is the unique time that God has given to us to enjoy the spoils of the victory of the cross. And Satan cannot do anything. He cannot do anything. The third one is a beautiful example that is in the book of Esther, chapter 5. Haman hated Mordecai. There was a wrath of man. Mordecai said, I will never bow down. Why should I? And then Haman is so irritated, he comes and he talks to his wife and his friends in Esther chapter 5. In the night, they all scheme. Before the morning, you prepare a gallows of 60 cubits. That's about 90 feet, more than 80 feet. Average man's height is 6 feet, right? More than 80 feet, 90 feet. You do it throughout the night. The next day morning, you go to the king, get the permission, hang Mordecai at that height, make a mockery out of him. Satan kept Haman busy throughout the night. Imagine 80 feet or 90 feet gallows building. Where is the wood? How is he going to get? How many people are going to work? Where is the light that is required? The darkness, the activity of the enemy. I think enemy acts faster in the darkness. When do you think that Judas went to betray Christ? It was the night, right? When do you think that the tares are sowed in Matthew chapter 13? It is in the night. But in the night, as Satan is working, you know what God does? God is also working. He keeps king busy without sleep. Haman was kept busy without sleep because of Satan. God kept king busy without sleep because of himself. And the next day morning, when Haman goes to get the permission, he ended up honoring Mordecai. The wrath of man brought praises to God. Right? It's a beautiful thing. I like Psalm 92 verse 2. Sometimes we go through this night season, like how Mordecai went, not knowing what is being planned for him. But in the night, God is faithful. In the morning, he is merciful. Right? In the night, God is faithful. And it says in Psalm chapter 30, verse 5, there is a night season that we go through. Gallows are prepared by the enemy. Morning comes, there is joy. The wrath of man, the activity of Satan in the darkness, brings praises to God in the morning. And the reminder of the wrath, because of the decree that was issued in Esther chapter 8, there is another decree that is issued, and I like this verse, Esther 8 verse 16. The Jews had light. The reminder of the wrath was given as a feast to the nation of the Jews. There was another decree over this decree came. They had tremendous amount of joy. There was an honor. It's really awesome that God says, describes the victory as that is easy, as that is just. And he describes the victory as something complete and thorough. And he gives this brief time, which Satan knows that his time is brief. I like this verse, Genesis chapter 3 verse 15, right? There is the wrath of man brings praises to God. And that is the feet of Christ bruises the head of the serpent. Correct? That is the first part. What is the second part? That is in Romans chapter 16 verse 20. The body of Christ with his feet will crush Satan soon. The wrath of man praises God. The cross, defeated foe. The reminder of the wrath, the one who is coming, the roaring lion. When he comes against his people, God turns and prepares the table in the midst of. You say, we are like, arr! It's awesome, right? So that is the portion for the morning. So let's worship God and enjoy for the day that he has made. Amen. Let's pray.